Blog Talk Radio.
Say shout out to my famo champ, man.
Real soldier.
Say, you tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet, you dig?
It's time on the radio, man. Say, you tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet, you dig? Chop, chop, chop on the radio.
319-527-6057 doing live shows.
Who really jerking?
Who really jerking?
Who really jerking?
You now tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet, you dig? You chop on the radio. Who really jerking?
100K or no way. Who really jerking? Say you tuned in to the number one jerk portal on the internet. You did.
Chop on the radio.
Chop on the radio.
Absolutely no blew up.
None at all. Who really jerking?
Thank you to all you jerkaholics for taking the time out to call in or hit that link for the online listening.
You tuned in
to your number one jerk portal on the internet.
You did.
Chop on the radio.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy the show. Tell them don't be scared.
The door is always open. Won't you come?
Chop on the radio.
Chop on the radio.
Absolutely no blew up.
None at all. Who really jerking?
Who really jerking? Big shouts out, man, all you jerkaholics. Appreciate everybody that's taking the time out to tune in to tonight's show, whether you're calling in on the phone line at 319-527-6057 or you hitting that online link for your online listening, or even might be checking out the replay and replaying the show. Hey, salute. We appreciate you. It's greatly appreciated, man. There's so much awareness. Numbers have been going crazy, and it's all thanks to y'all tuning in and supporting the people that come on the show and supporting what the show is about. So we couldn't make none of these goals happen if it wasn't for y'all's support. So we appreciate you. We got a very exciting show tonight. We got Ashley, the herbalist, the author, the life coach, and most of all, the dynamic woman coming on the show. She's already on the line. So we're going to let a little bit more of y'all fall in here, man, so we can get it started. And I'm excited, man. I'm excited to hear a little bit about her. And I'm also excited for y'all to hear what she does, what she's about. She got an amazing book. If you follow on social media, she does a lot of different videos and clips and things like this. Very inspiring, very motivational. And she also gets into a lot of health stuff. And that's key too, man, because health is wealth, and that's what I believe. So we excited to talk to her, to learn, and to enjoy. So y'all sit back, man. We're going to let some more of these lay people fall in here, man, and we're going to get it going as soon as we come back from the break. Big shout out to Ashley. It's getting ready to go down. Let's go.
Love, it's really like I'm falling.
in love again after the last time. After the losses I went through, all that was taken from my life. This is all tearing me to death. I don't even know if I can give this man my best. But all he asks is for me to love him and to leave him with the rest. I'm so afraid to love you, but I'm even more afraid I'm gonna lose. Clinging to a past that doesn't let me choose.
Got to keep our word, man. Hey, these have moved up to two of my favorite songs, man. I'm going to be real with y'all. After this, we live with Ashley right here, man. As soon as this song over with, it's getting ready to go down. Let's go.
Lil B, fuck em up. Lil B, fuck em up.
So you won't regret this bed, let loose in your motherfucking chest. Say you get money, ain't worried about the lid.
One thing for sure.
y'all should be amped up, man, charged up. We got to get this thing going. Big shout out to Kia Soul and Tia 500 on that Haters Gone Hate. Tell you, man, y'all going to hear that's them two songs I played. They're my two favorite songs right now, man. I don't see nobody else song really taking them out right now. So let's go ahead. We got to bring on the one, the only, the dynamic queen, Miss Ashley. How are you doing this evening? Well, I guess I could say tonight. How you doing tonight?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing. And I got to say, starting off, before we start, the smoothie and the scrub, I did give the smoothie to someone else. I remember you was like, see, you know, give it to somebody that liked it. They loved it. They said they would rather get the smoothie from you than going to the smoothie store. Whatever smoothie store they talking about, I don't know. But that's what they said. So I'll make sure I get you that information in the face scrub. Oh, I actually used it, and I think I might have left it on too long, but it didn't mess up. It didn't hurt anything. And then I actually fell asleep. When I woke up, washed everything off, and face feels amazing. So much respect. Appreciate you products. Hey, two good feedback reviews from us.
I really, really appreciate you taking the time to try it and solicit and get that feedback for me. I want to see everybody happy, healthy, and healing from the inside out. And always possible.
Amazing, amazing. Now, could you go ahead and let people know just a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do?
Okay, well, I'm Ashley Steele. I'm an herbalist. Of course, I'm an author, and I'm a life coach. But most importantly, I'm a spirit having a human experience. And it is my goal and it is my mission to just get with everyone on an individual level and to help them learn how to heal themselves, because there's going to come a time when I'm not going to be here or people that are like me aren't going to be accessible, and everyone's going to need to know how to utilize these tools to further themselves on their own path, on their own journey, in whatever way fits them, if that makes sense.
That makes perfect sense, and that's what I was wanting to get into, too, because I know you do a lot of the healthy type things, and things that you speak on as well helps a lot of people. You have the book, was it 30 Ways to Love?
30 Ways to Say I Love You, The Journey Starts Within.
Boom, y'all heard it. I just wanted her to say it so y'all could hear her say it. Definitely, definitely awesome, amazing. Inside that book, what would you just give us a breakdown of what people will be able to take away from the information and knowledge inside of that?
Honestly, personally, I always heard people say it is very important to love yourself and to put yourself first, but I hardly ever seen anyone make it practical, make it accessible, and livable. Like, sometimes people need a starting point. And, you know, my way may not be perfect for everyone's way, but if you can get an example of even, like I say, just a starting point, then it'll spark something within you to start pouring back into yourself, to remind you to fill your cup, and to make it to where you don't think of self-care as it has to be a mani-pedi, or it has to be a cruise or a trip out of town. Like, these are things that you can do when you wake up and get out of the bed. Things that most people, you know, if you don't have it in the cabinet, you know where to go get it and you can afford it. You don't have to question if I want to pour into myself or feed my baby. You know what I mean? Just to keep it real, because
right,
not everybody
right.
has it like that.
True. True. I agree. And I can respect it. And I notice you talk a lot about that in some of your stories on your Facebook stories. And I know you put them other places as well. It'd be very motivational, very inspiring, you know. And I believe, like you said, I believe everything starts with us. You know, I believe if we can't, you know, love ourselves like we're supposed to, then how can we truly love somebody else? But you make a lot of products that are also healthy for the body. And one key that everybody be going crazy about, everybody be mentioning it and getting, I've seen it get more and more awareness, is the sea moss. And just for those out there that might not be as informed on the sea moss, could you kind of just let us know some of the benefits of the sea moss and why you work with it?
Yes. The sea moss contains 92 out of the 102 minerals that our bodies need to perform, to detox, to replace cells, and to keep our immune system up. And if you think about it, as human beings, our chemical makeup requires electricity to do anything, whether you think about sending messages through your nerves, you think about your heartbeat, you think about the brain impulses. Without the electricity communicating between those entities, there's nothing. And so if you want to get all of your energy from nature and not something over the counter, this would be nature's multivitamin.
Okay, okay. And you usually do it in the smoothies, or do you use it in other products as well?
I try to incorporate it in as many products as possible. I came into making the smoothies, and I'm just going to be honest. It's already hard enough to make a positive change as it is. And if you have a person struggling with a taste, a smell, a texture, they're going to be more reluctant to that change. So I started infusing it in smoothies and the teas and making for sure that it was an enjoyable flavor, so that no matter if it was someone my age, someone my grandmother's age, my child's age, no matter what it is, who's going to turn down a smoothie?
Right. I can understand that, especially if it got that taste, and you say it's been the healthy part. And I think that's what scared a lot of people from using more healthy products, especially ones that, you know, eat or that we drink, is because I believe some of them that they have experienced before, the taste, not saying your products, just other people, the taste wasn't really there. So that's interesting that you touched on that, because I've actually heard people say that about certain products. And the one that you had gave me to give to someone, they loved it. I mean, they drank it right there. I was like, damn, like, they didn't even waste no time. So big shout out to them. Yeah, big shout out to them for that. But also, you make a bread. I seen the bread that you promote. I don't want to call it the wrong name, but I'm going to let you explain to it, because it looked, I mean, I eat raisins and all that type of stuff, and you, that bread looked like it had all kind of stuff on it. What was the bread that you had posted up and promoted?
Honestly, I have an alkaline chef partner that helps me with a lot of things, and this was originally one of her creations. She presented this to me. She's like, hey, look, you know, there's a lot of people who love sweets. They have a sweet tooth, but they still want to be healthy,
right?
Or even people who have, like, diabetes or things like that, they want to have something they can turn to without spiking their sugar. And so, you know, we have the bananas, which we don't use regular bananas from, like, Walmart. We actually go to, like, the Asian markets and Hispanic markets, and we get the Buro bananas that are still seeded, and we infuse that into the spelt flour bread and a few other tasty ingredients, like the agave nectar, which is basically straight from the agave plant, so that you don't have to worry about impacting the glycemic index or raising someone's sugar or offsetting their insulin. And it's still tasty. It's still warm and like a comfort food. And it still hits that spot.
So you have to be knowledgeable on all of these different aspects and ingredients, what they do, what they can harm if it's mixed with the wrong thing. You have to be knowledgeable on this to be able to make these products that you're making, and when people ask you about them, to be able to tell them the actual benefits and tell them true information. So I know you spent a lot of your time and have sacrificed a lot to gain that information. Could you tell me a little bit about just being a mom, being a dynamic woman, chasing this and pushing this that you want to do while also maintaining everything else? How has that been?
Honestly, I'm able to be knowledgeable in this content because I first lived it. Like, before you guys got to meet the Happy Helper, I was 300 pounds. I was on blood pressure medicine. My own sugar, it was almost at like a 5.6. Like, I had so many different things, anxiety, depression, like, you name it, I was facing it. And it got to the point to where my doctor was like, you have to do something or you're going to have to get a nice little life insurance policy set up. What are you going to do? What's your choice? And so it was at that point that I decided to start searching because I was tired of pills. I was tired of chemicals. Like, everything had a side effect.
Yeah.
And I came across Dr. Sebi and all his teachings and a few other herbalists, because we know Dr. Sebi isn't the only one. He's just one of the mainstream herbalists that most people can have a familiarity with. And so once I realized the science behind what he was teaching, it just clicked. And I started little bit, which is why I teach the way I do, baby steps, calling an herbalist, asking for him to be a mentor, pouring their knowledge into me, sending me different herbs so that I could become familiar with them on my own, learning which compounds can be mixed, which compounds should be avoided, how they should be, you know, drank or cooked or, in other words, manipulated to give the most benefit to the body. And within 1 year, just 1 year is all it took, I was down 120 pounds. I felt more alive than I ever could remember.
Amazing.
It was mind-blowing. And I just knew.
Yeah, that is.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I'm just commenting on what you said. Yeah, that is. Hearing you talking and you saying, you know what I mean, doing that, that is amazing. Because, you know, on TV, on them infomercials, they give us a person, they say, oh, this is, I was feeling like this, and then they come another picture, and they be totally, totally different. Look, and you be like, hold on, man, that ain't the same woman on there. That, they done did some Photoshop or something. You know, we see them commercials all the time. This is what I looked like before. And then they show you another picture, this is me now, and after taking these pills. And then you take the pills, and you be like, well, damn, man, I've been taking these pills for 5 years, ain't nothing worked yet. So I wanted to get you on. Right. I'm a blood pressure out the room. My feet still swollen up. What is going on? I can't put my watch on no more. Yeah. But it because, you know, and I know they do it because some of the products that they really pushing are actually a lot of more harmful to our body. What you're getting into, what you have gotten into, and by doing it yourself, that's what really amazed me because I do my research. You know what I mean? But that's what I wanted to get into because a lot of people speak on certain things, but they never took that sacrifice themselves, you know? So what you doing is, and you standing behind and pushing it is because you yourself have experienced it and went through it and it worked for you. You gained the knowledge and the knowledge helped change your life. It's actual, no fiction, it's real life stuff. That right there is what can motivate others and inspire others because it's real. And those who know you, I'm pretty sure they watched the changes and seen the changes from the outside or whatever relationships you have with them. I'm pretty sure they've seen it too. So they know, you know, the sacrifice you put in and how bad that you wanted to get to where you're at now and where you're going. And again, my hat's off to you. There's a lot of people will give up or a lot of people won't find another way. Not putting nobody down, but this might be able to motivate somebody that was going through something similar to go ahead and do some more research or you know, maybe contact you. Like you said, listening to herbalists, and we got to get out of thinking that herbalists don't know what they're talking about and all this. No, man, like what she does, these are things that can help the body. It's a lot of pharmaceuticals out there that want to keep us hooked and not cure the problem or not treat the problem. These are certain things that's proven to treat the problem. So I respect what you do.
Thank you. And I just, you know, I always tell people it's never about chasing perfection. If you chase perfection, you will put so much pressure on yourself, you are bound to fold. You have to just remain consistent. Yeah, because, I mean, think about it. With being focused on perfection, you set these expectations on yourself. You start to see yourself through a different lens of being very critical of every move that you make. And just knowing that even if you have to take a break, as long as you have that recipe, you will always be able to make it happen over and over and over again. And that's where you see change start and be maintained.
I can dig it. I can dig it. Now, we got to ask, I had someone was in my inbox. Could you tell us, if you want to, could you tell us maybe where you are you born and raised in Muskogee, from Muskogee?
Well, technically, I was born in Muskogee back when it was Muskogee Regional. Mm-hmm. But I spent
shout
the majority
out, Muskogee
of my
Regional.
Life. Right? The originals.
Right.
But I was raised in Wagner, and I stayed there until
okay.
about ninth grade. And then I moved back to Muskogee after that.
Okay, yeah, my mom's and my people on my mom's side, they originally from Wagner, too. And Jack the Official, which is a part of Top on the Radio, him and his family from Wagner, too. So he sends all his love. But I'm excited because with the book, that's what I want to get into as well, because I've watched your stories. I've watched a lot of them. And some of the things that you talk about there, you know, you'll give like three ways, and you'll give examples and steps. And these steps that I've been hearing is nothing that's really hard to do. It just takes the effort to put into doing it, some of the things that you talk about.
Exactly. It's literally wrapping your mind around how bad do I want it.
Exactly. Now, you know, I'm going to ask you, can you give us just a little sample of some of the stuff out your book that you be putting on, or that you be doing, like your stories too? You ain't got to give a lot, because we want them to go get your book too if they haven't. I got to get one as well. I got a lot of books I got to buy. I'm going to have like a library over here. But definitely want to hear some of it, because it's powerful. It's powerful. And on top on the radio, we haven't had anyone come on and speak on the things that you're knowledgeable of. You know what I mean? So it's eye-opener to us. A lot of us are learning some of these things. We ain't know nothing about no. Did you say alkaline bread? Is that what you said?
Yes,
or am I
sir.
Pronouncing it wrong?
Yes,
alkaline
no, you
bread.
Said it
okay,
exactly
I,
right.
I know about alkaline water. Yeah, I knew about alkaline water, but I ain't never know about no alkaline bread. You know what I mean? Like nobody ever introduced me to it. I never came across it. And even with the sea moss, I see a lot of people on social media, a lot of them, and this will sound bad, but I see a lot of them, you know, promoting, saying certain things that I don't even pay attention to. But when I see people in my own vicinity or in my own area, or people that's connected to the people that I work with and rock with like that too, and I see them doing things, I pay attention to it. And when with the sea moss, I've noticed, because a lot of comments, a lot of other people that have got your products have been happy with your products as well. And the overall, before we get into some of your books, the overall acceptance of what you do. Like I said, we know you spoke a little bit about it, but how has it been for you, and the feeling for you to those that have tried your products or use your products and buy your products and are happy with them? How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel joyous, because it lets me know that I'm able to be humble enough to be used as a vessel so that whatever that person needs is presented in a way that not only they understand it, but it means they're actually able to apply it in their everyday life. And that in itself is worth more to me than any dollar that could hit my bank account.
That's deep. That's deep. I can dig that. Yeah, because it's life-changing. And that's just what I want to get, because we have a lot of artists that be tuned in, and it's good. I think it's inspiring to hear other people that's outside of that industry, outside of that genre, I should say, what they're trying to do, give the same exact what you just gave. It's just like artists when they create music, you know what I mean? Y'all feel the same way. So we got to start mixing and supporting each other. You know what I mean? Just because we make music and say you do the herbalist and you're an author and life coach, it shouldn't be a gap between us. It shouldn't be, oh, well, that's what she do. I just make music, so I'm not going to work with her. No, you can get her to come on, put it in your video. You know what I mean? Or do a social, do a TikTok clip with her or anything like that. We have got to start bridging the gaps with our own people. Just because we in different lanes or we after different things doesn't mean we can't find a way to bridge the gap and introduce each other to the people that we know in these type of things, because I know a lot of people in the entertainment scene that should get motivated to be a little bit more healthier or should try some of these same exact products and the ways that that you be speaking on. They should start trying some of these things, and it will help them. So I just feel like, you know, we gotta bridge the gap. It's no reason for us not to. But a lot of the things that
exactly.
you do, that you produce, and the knowledge that you hold, if you think about it, a lot of entertainers, you see this too, a lot of entertainers that are famous, they will go and go get around people just like you to get their health back in order, to find them ways to get, you know, their body spiritually in line, healthy in line, and all of this. We've seen it all the time. We've seen major celebrities go to herbalists and for consultation and these type of things. So, they do it. They do it then. So us on this level as well, I feel like the health is wealth, but I feel like when we have someone like you that's knowledgeable like that and others, you know, it shouldn't be a gap there. To wait till we famous and all of that to bridge that gap and then want to go to the herbalist. And, nah, man, we know them now. Let's help spread the awareness about it now, because we're not spreading nothing that's hurting people or that's killing people. We spreading information and people that's out here pushing something that's actually trying to save people and help you get more healthier and feel better about yourself. And if more of that is going out, then all of us come together and we can stand together in the same room and nobody get mad. Because nobody's feeling that. Everybody's feeling good, more healthy, more rejuvenated, more energy, more alive. I think a lot of people be mad because they're tired a lot. And you spoke on this when we was we didn't spoke on this point, but when we had met and I got your products, you was talking about the intake of water. Could you speak on that a little bit?
Yes,
So I'm gonna keep it talking.
I see it happen a lot. Like something will be, I won't say necessarily wrong, but there'll be an area of lack, whether the skin appears ashy, whether the hair isn't growing the way we think it should be, whether your concentration and attention span has become shortened, or even if you seem to not be able to remember things just as well. We want to jump usually to an extreme level of fixing it when we never asked ourselves, well, how much water did I drink today? Because if it was a vehicle and the car wouldn't start, would you automatically jump to go put a new transmission in it, or would you check to see if there was gas in the tank first?
Amazing. And I think you said that one of your stories, and that's what caught my attention. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. That is true. And I know a lot of people who don't really drink a lot of water.
And if our body is 70% plus made of water, if we're depleted on that, that means everything is depleted. Nothing is getting where it needs to go, because that means our blood isn't at the right levels. And if your blood is too thick, it can't pass through the valves just right. And if that can't flow, you know everything else is running sluggish as well. And so that's why I always start there. And once we get your water intake where it needs to be, then we can start to troubleshoot other areas and try different herbal solutions to bring things back into balance.
Amazing. I'm loving it. Now, are you willing to give us a little bit? I'll let you pick whatever you want to from your book, just to give us a little bit. I can, we're going to go into a song break to let you get that ready, if that's what you want to do.
Oh, of course. I don't mind. I'm here to share.
Okay. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to let her get her material ready for y'all. We're going to go into this quick break. And this is something, I think this is only fitting for us to play this song right now. When we come back on, we have a lot of people that's on the line. We appreciate y'all. We're going to take some calls, too. When we come back on, we're going to hear some of this. I want y'all to hear some of the stuff that I've been hearing. And maybe it can touch you like it has touched me. Let's go.
Inspirational motivation on the earth is the focus. I'm a philanthropist. Donations of my poor dot places. Write it out into this, write out participations. I'm full of life, love to share, give and express. Experience above existence, above nonetheless. Hey, I am me, no desire to ever be a clone. I do it without permissions. I'm standing alone. I am here for a reason. First, I'm Arthur doing my thing. Blood, sweat, and tears. Yeah, I'm up on the game. Who am I? I'm just a woman of God. I've been through a lot, but I'm ready, alive, survive, doing what I do right until it's right out. Honey B. Crane, shut the door and turn the lights out.
First of all, let me say this. I've been through many things, ups and downs, round and round, but you know God kept me sane.
They call me the definition of master of poetry. Conquering courses of poetics is my expertise. Hometown of victorious victories, born into the most high soldier's creed, fighting the good fight of faith, representing a peaceful, broken, mended soul who's climbed out of mud-filled trenches to walk on spirit fields of gold, representing those who can't speak life into themselves or find the words to tell their stories, representing those who battle with fear. I am the courageous one with the brave shield and fear of their forever faith. I am that who is here to bring life-filled words over your existence. An example to your destination, the never quit you want to see in yourself. I am that. That of love, peace, and a sound mind, a force to be reckoned with. Poetic JB, her life, her right.
Man, it's only right, man. It was only right. You dig? Fellas, man, I'm telling you, I told y'all, these queens, y'all got to start saluting them a little bit more, man. We got to get behind them a little bit more, man. And for everybody, got platform, influencers, all that, us men. We got to get behind them because women are doing some amazing things. These queens around here are doing some amazing things, man. And it's going to start looking bad on us if we don't show that love. Y'all, if I do, y'all don't know about some of y'all out there. But come on, man, we got to get behind them because, first of all, the woman, that's what brings life into this world. So we got to honor that. These women are actually doing their thing, man. They doing their thing. That right there gets my skin crawling, man, because it's a beautiful thing to see. And I said this, man, these women that y'all are hearing and that y'all are seeing, they are leaders now. They're going to be the most influential leaders in this area, and that's going to reach out. It ain't going to just stay here. It's going to spread out, man. People all over are going to feel it. You did? We got to honor. We got to get behind them. And we got to protect them as well, too, man. So let's bring Miss Ashley back on. Miss Ashley, let's do this. This is what I love about you queens as well. We're going to take a few callers. Let's go Poetic JB, KSO. Y'all, welcome to the show. How y'all feeling?
What's up? I'm good.
What's going on? What's going on? KSO, what's going on with you?
Not much. What's good?
We got you on. We're going. Hey, I appreciate y'all. This is what I'm talking about, man. Y'all call in, tune in, and I know y'all tune into the show too when y'all can. But to call in and support another queen, that right there is amazing to me. You know what I mean? That's what I also want to take the time to show as well. Everybody got something going on. Y'all work together. Y'all know each other. Y'all cool. But y'all all got stuff going on, but y'all still support each other. And I feel like that right there is the unity that a lot of people be speaking on. Y'all showing it. My hat's off to all you queens. But what do y'all think? I'm going to give y'all each a chance to speak on Miss Ashley, any experiences or anything that you want to add before she gets into some of her material from her book. Let's see. Kia Soul, you want to go first?
Boy, yeah, maybe you want to go first? Hello?
You got it. Go ahead, girl.
Oh, most definitely. Shout out to the happy helper, Miss Ashley Steele. I just want to say that I found out about 3 minutes before 7 o'clock that she was going to be on. I was like, oh, yeah, most definitely. Let me go ahead and tune on in and see what she's talking about. But I want to say that, you know what I'm saying, she is out here doing her thing with that herbal thing. I was able to get some herbs from her back probably last year, end of last year, for a little cooch thing, and you know what I'm saying, it really, really helped not only me, you know what I'm saying, but the fam as well. So, yeah, most definitely shout out.
Okay. Now, Ashley, you didn't tell me you'd be getting into the herbs. You know, we love the herbs this way. We are big supporters of the herbs this way. So you definitely don't have to talk about the herbs. Now, I'm just joking with you. I know. I'm just messing with you. But go ahead, Poetic JB. I would give you your chance. Anything you want to add or say about Queen Ashley as well?
Yeah, I mean, other than the happy helper, I mean, knowing her, she is my best friend. We've been really on a long journey together, but everything that she says, I can literally back it with my life. And when she does things or creates things for our health, it's just not for the adults. Like she said, she really tries to make it for the children too. My son, the banana nut bread, he loved it, and he's a wrestler, so he's been watching his weight too. But he loved the bread. My son, the little one,
okay,
he likes the sea moss. I got the strawberry and mango sea moss, so he loves that too. And it was hard for me to put that in his tea, because the regular sea moss, like she said, it's not for everybody's, you know, taking, but they like the ones that are strawberry and mango. So everything that she is saying, the happy helper, that's what she's doing. I don't think she understands how big of a movement that she has going on right now, because, I mean, I have people that are contacting me all the time asking me about her products, asking me about her sea moss. You know, word of mouth goes a long way. So I'm excited for her journey, but I'm also excited to be a part of her journey, because she's helped me in so many ways in my own health that I'm excited about where I'm going just following her and listening to her guidance. And I just thank the Most High for her being in my life. Like, it's phenomenal. It is powerful what she's doing. So I'm just glad that I'm actually here to witness all of this.
Man, how dope. How dope, man. That's what it do. Man, let's take another call. We're going to get somebody back on. Actually, I told you, we got you over here. Let's go. Last four digits, 5876. Last four digits, 5876. Welcome to the show. Who we got? Joiner with us. Last four digits, 5876. All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you tuning in to the show. And I got to hang up. Stay right there. Let's go. 5865. 5865. Welcome to the show. Who we got?
I'm here. I just don't know how to get on.
Oh, you on? We got you on right now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes. Hello. How are you?
Oh, we're doing amazing. How you doing?
I am wonderful. My name is LaSandra Steele. I am Ashley Steele's mother.
Much respect. I appreciate
yes.
to you.
Uh-huh. Yes, I can give props to Ashley. Ashley introduced us to some of her sea moss. Her teas are wonderful. I was sick a while back here. Ashley came over to my home, and she nursed my mother back to health.
Oh, wow.
And I feel 100% better. Ashley would not let me go get COVID tested. I didn't know what was going on with my body. But when I say my baby girl stepped up to the plate, she stepped up and showed out with it. Yes. I don't like soup. It's too many vegetables in soup for me. Ashley made this wonderful soup, and she know I don't like nothing spicy, but that soup was wonderful. Yes. So,
amazing.
Kudos to my daughter. Yes.
Yes, your daughter's amazing. Appreciate you for calling in, and appreciate you for bringing this gift to us and raising her. We got to say that much respect for you, because without you, she wouldn't be here. So we appreciate you. Wow, this is amazing.
Yes.
Ashley, you still on there?
Yes, I am right here.
Okay. Ashley, anything you want to say?
I am just thankful, like I say, that people are willing to hear and receive. You know what I mean? Like I said earlier, it can be very scary trying something new, trying something that some would consider to be exotic. But just to baby step into it and to understand the difference that it can make, whether it be for your health, whether it be for your energy, whether it be for your skin, whether it just be because you love the way it tastes, it still adds that benefit to your life. And like I say, it makes my heart and my soul full. Like, it's just a different type of joy, love, and peace, all in itself. Mm-hmm.
I can respect that. All right. Well, Miss Diddy, is there anything else that you want to say to Ashley?
Just continue your journey. Keep your ears open and listen. Thank you. You're welcome.
Amazing. Appreciate you calling in and supporting your baby girl. Y'all got me over here teared up now, man. I can't get teared up on the show, but I appreciate y'all. That's amazing, and it's inspiring to hear the support and to hear the love and just the overall welcoming of what she's doing from each of you, too. And we got some more people on the line, but Ashley, I want to get into a little bit of your book, and I would love for the listeners to hear a little bit of that if you're ready.
Oh, yes, I'm ready to roll.
Okay, I'm going to put everybody on mute except for you, so I'm going to let you go ahead and do your thing. Okay, hold on just a second. Hold on. You back on there? We got you. We had to get you back. You still on there with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. It's your chance. You go ahead and let them know your book again and where they can find it at, because I know it's available, too, and then do your thing.
Okay. The name of my book is 30 Ways to Say I Love You, The Journey Starts Within. You can order the paperback version on Amazon, or if you have like a Kindle Unlimited subscription, you can actually download it for free. And the cool thing about the Kindle Unlimited version is there are 30 additional positive affirmations for each lesson as you read along. And so it gives you that little extra piece to reflect on, to kind of refill your cup a little bit, because some days are tougher than others, and we just need that little bit of extra to get us going. And then, of course, because I know everyone doesn't do technology or the internet, you can always contact me personally, and I keep copies on hand.
Okay. Then now, do you ship them as well? I mean, far as in say, outside of Muskogee, the towns outside of Muskogee area, or is it delivery? They should be able to drive in, but just in case they can't, they will order it online and be able to get it.
They can they can contact me, and because a lot of people would love like a signed book, and so it doesn't matter if you're in Oklahoma or New York. You contact me, you want a book, I'm going to sign it, and also because you reached out to me personally, I get to send out a complimentary gift from my herbal shop, so that way they can get a little bit of light and love along with their reading.
Okay, amazing. Now, on the herbal side, is it the same place they need to contact you for that as well?
Yes, sir. They can reach out to me. You know, my business number is 918-910-0378. They can contact me via Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. My name is Love Light on all platforms. That's Love_Light91. And either way, it gets straight to me on my phone, and I usually try to respond within the first 24 hours of contact being made.
Amazing, amazing. Okay, now, what's your overall goal? You know what I mean, I'm seeing from everybody's feedback and the support and everything too. You know what I mean? You could be thinking change stores and change. You know what I mean? But what's your goal in this that what you're doing?
Honestly, I just want to be able to help everyone who's willing to be helped. And if that ends up being in the form of a local apothecary shop, if that ends up being in the form of me doing traveling consultations, whatever it takes for me to get to that individual, I want to be in a position eventually to where I can make that happen. Even, you know, there's going to be times where people may not be able to fully afford my services. I still want to be in a position to where I can sow those seeds of love and be of assistance in some shape, form, or fashion.
Amazing. Amazing. Let's go. Let's take this call. Let's go with 5103. 5103, welcome to the show. Who we got?
Hey, so I am the Alkaline Partner.
Oh,
and
hey, how are you doing?
Amazing, amazing. I started this journey with Miss Love and Light about a year ago, and I have made so many different transitions. I lost 66 pounds, and I feel amazing.
Okay.
And I just wanted to let you guys know.
Oh, appreciate that. Appreciate that. Ashley, look at that. That's amazing. That is amazing. And you actually did the products too, and it works for you. So that's real life. And that's why I said it's healthy, and anything to do with health, you know, is wealth, because a lot of more people are starting to look into certain things about health. And I have noticed some people more, you know, caring about their health more and just trying to do things, you know, baby steps as they can. I got a best friend that I'm around all the time, my brother, that's always talking, preaching us about drinking water all the time, every day, all day long. You know what I mean? A couple of them. So I've noticed things like that as well, just from your experience.
That is how I started,
believe?
Baby steps.
Baby steps? Okay, that's what I was about
steps.
To. Okay.
I was given a list by Ashley, since we're personal friends also, and it was what I should not necessarily be consuming, and I was ready. And I was kind of sad, and I'd let Ashley know of everything I'd started changing and tossing out over the time that I started. And
yeah,
it's only as hard as we make it, because I needed a change. My knees don't hurt for no reason now. My skin's healthy. Love it.
Okay. Okay. Ashley, girl, you're doing your thing. You're doing your thing. And you set out, and amazing people, you know, have experienced it, and you hearing it from them, and just the support there. So you got the support behind you. I know we're going to support you full force as well. But I think everything you're doing is amazing. I appreciate everybody that did call in. But what's your book? I got to get it, and I know we usually do like a live book reading and stuff, but I don't really want to do that, because I want people to be able to go get it as well. Now, where did you get your book published from?
This friend, Poetic JB, the CEO and founder of Her Life, Her Right. She did the honor and the privilege of helping me through this process, and I will love her forever for it.
Poetic JB, how was it working with Ashley on this project?
Oh, man. It was very uplifting. Like I said, each book has their own story behind it. But when I was publishing Ashley's book, she brought a whole different outlook on self-love. Like she said, they don't teach you how to self-love. They just say, hey, love yourself first. But Her book motivated me, and it really inspired me just working on it. So I highly recommend it, not just because I'm her publisher, but because it helped me on a journey that I didn't even know I was on, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it does. It does. Kia, so anything else you want to tell Ashley? And I know of two, spreading the word and get things out there, man. For everybody that's listening that hasn't tried it yet or products, man, hey, I encourage you to reach out and try them. The face scrub that I have tried, you can't get none of mine. You know what I mean? I mean, I've actually ate some in the shower because she told me that I could do that. So I actually tried it once I washed it off because I forgot it was on my face. I told y'all that. But I actually did put a little in my mouth, and I was like, okay, hey, if I die, at least I'm going to be in the shower. And I'm going to be clean when they come get me. I ain't going to be stinking. But it did. She it was honest. Nothing happened. And you know what I mean? I like the taste, but nothing happened. So I thought that was pretty cool because a lot of things that we clean our body with, we wouldn't dare consume, you know what I mean, because of what is really off in a lot of the products that we use. So I thought that was pretty cool. She told the truth. I didn't eat all of it, but it was good. And it got my face feeling good. Kia, have you ever tried to taste just a little bit of the face scrub? Just a little bit.
No, I actually haven't tried.
Oh,
can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I haven't tried Ashley's facial scrub, but I do use this apricot facial scrub or whatever. So, I mean, you know, you always gotta keep the skin looking good and popping, you know what I'm saying? Now that I know she has one, you know what I'm saying, I most definitely will be getting one, you know, getting some products, you know what I'm saying, from a for real.
Yes.
But I just want to, I just want to say, congratulations on, you know what I'm saying, just the things that have come forth from you, you know what I'm saying. I just want to encourage you to keep on going because, man, listen, you have a gift. It's like me just listening to you now, and when I talk to you, every time I talk to her, it's like a humble. Her voice is so humble. It's like healing, you know.
Right.
So there's most definitely a gift for real, you know. So I just wanted to say, keep going, girl. Do your thing, and I'm gonna tell you, I look to see big things for you.
I agree. Yeah, and even when she came around us, you know, we all goofballs, so we was doing us, but her voice was real soft, you know what I mean, real soft, but yeah, you get around us, we all, you know, we try to enjoy every moment, so it can get a little crazy around us, but she definitely has that type of voice that feels like that as well, and the knowledge on, like I said, a lot of stuff that she said and just different things and what she do, I didn't know about. Some of the people that I had tuned in tonight to listen, you know, they wasn't very knowledgeable on. So it was also a learning experience for us and motivating us, myself, and others that I know personally to look into some of these things and start trying these things. And for those that know me, know I got to start looking into more healthier things because I think the farmers trying to kill me. That's what I think. But I got to get into more natural type things, you know what I mean, for myself because I want to be here as long as I can. You know what I mean? Just being personal, being most real as I can be, keeping 100K, I got to start looking into more healthy things as well because I got my youngest child now is 8, so I want to be able to be here to experience things as a father as she grows up in life. And with our health, you know what I mean, if we're not taking care of ourselves, we limit ourselves to be able to do that. So I appreciate what you do. I didn't mean to keep you too long, but, I, you know, told you comfortable. And how'd you like it? How'd you like coming on the show?
This was a really cool experience. And just to, like you say, inform people and break it down and make it simple. And, you know, because sometimes you hear a lot of words that we aren't familiar with, and that in itself can make you not want to try something different. And so to be able to make it make sense and to make it digestible, I'm thankful for that opportunity. And something you said earlier really stuck out to me, something as simple as, you know, the things we cleanse our body with. Sometimes we don't consider that our skin is our biggest organ. So if I can't eat it, why would I want to absorb it? And,
yeah.
I mean, anybody that's
see,
seen any
you told me that, that made me, yeah, that made me think just about that, what you said.
To think about it, anybody that spent any time in the streets, if you was really, really, really cooking and whipping and doing all of that, you're going to have your goggles on, your mask on, your gloves on. Why? Because you know if that product touches your skin too long, what's it going to do?
Oh, it's going to be like the people that come and get the product.
So then why would I want to, in the other side of life, why would I want to put anything on my skin that I wouldn't readily consume?
That's deep.
Interesting. That's deep. That is deep. Yeah, that is deep. When you put it like that and compare those two, I got to get my health way better because them two together, you know, you don't want to be like that. So, yeah.
Really?
But I definitely feel like, yeah, I can't be out here like that. You know what I mean? That's too damn bad right there. But they even say, hey, everybody do whatever they want to do. But if you like that on that side, I encourage you to stop right now, first of all, and look into being a little bit more healthy because I know your hands and stuff is kind of hard and crusty. This might help you. Your water intake a little low. You're whipping it with the water, but you're not intaking the water. We got to help you out a little bit. So, yeah. You're whipping the water. You got the whip down, but we got to get the healthy whip in the inside.
We
got to
get the sip down.
Right. You got to get the sip down. You got the whip now. It's time to get the sip. But don't sip with your whip. Got to put that out there. Don't sip the whip. Yeah, don't sip the whip now. You'll be almost scolded now. And we all going to talk about it, but it is what it is. But as we appreciate you, y'all got me over last. As we appreciate you coming on to the show, it's definitely been a great experience. I'm definitely going to get you back on the show and some more things I'm going to get with you with, work on with you with too. Also about the soaps because I put it out there and I wanted to kind of do something different with the relaunch of the soaps that we do. And I wanted to get you a certain brand with you on that. So I'll get with you on that so we can make that happen, too. I think that'll be dope.
That'll be an amazing collaboration. I can't wait.
Yes.
Yeah, so y'all get ready. Y'all know we say a cleanup buy for everybody. You know what I mean? We don't want to touch your body. We want the soap to lather your body. I'm working on my pitch. Did that go? Is that a cool pitch? I'm trying to work on it, so when I do my little commercial, I know what to say. You got to put certain things out there so you can be cool. But, man, hey, I appreciate all y'all calling in, tuning in. The show, if you missed any of it, the show will be able to be replayed. We do have a show player that will upload to our Facebook, Chopper One Radio page. Easy access. All you have to do is just push play. And you'll be able to listen to it, or as soon as the show is over, we'll give a little bit and it'll upload on there. But we definitely going to get you back on, Ashley. Much respect. Keep doing your thing. You're an inspiration. Like I said, here on Chop on the Radio, this is our first time having someone knowledgeable in the things that you're knowledgeable in come to the show and even teach us and tell us the things that you have. And definitely appreciate you for taking the time out and doing that.
Thank you, and I appreciate the invitation. And whenever you're ready, you let me know, and I'll make myself available.
There it is, y'all. So, man, hey, y'all, we got another show coming up tonight, man. We're going to get crazy. But until next time, man, y'all keep it jerking. We out of here.